Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Don Pfeiffer with the Washington Optimist Club about the club's year in review.
Thank you for meeting with me. Can you tell me who you are and who you're here representing today?
I'm Don Pfeiffer, and I'm representing the Optimist International organization that we have in Washington.
We're going to talk a little bit about the year in review for the Optimist Club, but to begin with, can you tell me what is the Optimist Club?
Yeah. Optimist Club is a group of businesswomen, businessmen, farmers, retired people, employee workers in the community that unite to have one motto, which is a friend of youth. And we promote youth-saving projects in our community. But I want to mention that we have three retirement communities within our town, and so we've helped with some elderly citizen program projects also. The Optimist Club was chartered in Washington in 1971. We've had up to 45 members and currently have 27 members. The club has always met in the meetings in the morning at 6:30 a.m. That's not the popular time for meeting anymore for members, but we don't require attendance. We want people to attend or work at our projects and help when they can that way. And typically those are not early morning. The meetings are held on the second and fourth Tuesdays, like I said, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Washington YMCA. We've got a board of directors that meet separately, and they're the ones that once we plan our year with everybody's input, then they keep the projects running. Our club president is Marianne White. Washington citizens will recognize her always in the company of Duke. That's the service dog that she cares for. A recent year, right now, this time of year, we have a local essay contest for students under 19 years old. It's a 700 to 800 word essay due February 1st. The topic this year is Who is an Everyday Hero That Brings Out the Optimism in You? We think this will bring some pretty positive written essays. We have cash prizes for the first three essays, top three. And then that local winner, it will advance to Iowa District Competition with the winner receiving a $2,500 scholarship. The next will be the oratorical contest, and this is a 4 to 5 minute speech for any student under 19. The topic this year is Discovering the Optimism in Me. There are various levels of competition. Local top three winners will receive cash prizes, and the top person will go on to potentially receive the Iowa District level scholarships. And even beyond that, there's scholarship levels up at the national level. The application is due for that on the 15th of February. I've notified all the school, Washington High School counselors, the homeschool leaders, the extended learning program. People have this information, and I hope they've given it out before the holidays so that people can spend some time on it. We start in March then. We've got a foster parents of our county. We'll have a dinner for them, serve a dinner for them, to recognize them for their kind of unsung heroes. We don't hear a lot about them, but they do a vital part in the care for some of our youth in the community. Youth Appreciation Week is a big opportunity we have in April, and it culminates with the recognition of students that have been nominated by the teachers. And last year we had over 150 were recognized and were served a dinner at the commons area at the high school. And it's for students that also excel in the arts are recognized with their name printed on a plaque for themselves, as well as school plaque in the trophy cases at the school. We have a Junior Optimist Club at the high school, and they are involved with many of our youth serving projects. Aaron Smith is their advisor. We encourage and insist with the summer youth baseball and softball programs through the Washington YMCA. We partner with the Washington Assembly of God to host the Saturday's Kitchen 4 times during the year, and we provide help in serving the meals as well as sharing the cost, food costs that is needed there. October is a busy time as we become the serviced host club for the Washington Community Blood Drive, and this involves many of our members with the calling of potential donors and hosting the one-day event. Service clubs in Washington are well known for this community effort every 2 months. We support other youth-serving groups such as the Washington Enrichment Foundation, Camp Reese, and College Scholarships. And the main fundraiser that we have is called the Avenue of Flags. It consists of business and homeowners that can purchase a subscription to have American flag placed in their yard on 5 national holidays during the year: Memorial Day, Flag Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. If you would want to learn more about the Optimist Club of Washington or even the Avenue of Flags, a lot of the people enjoy that site when the holidays come there. And we actually leave any holidays on the weekend, it's generally left out for 3 days, so people can enjoy it as they're participating in that holiday. My name is Don Pfeiffer. If you want more information, contact me, or I can put you in touch with one of our other members. The object is come and attend a meeting if you like to in the morning and see how you can help us help others.
Well, that answered all of my questions very, very well for a year in review. Thank you so much for meeting with me.
Okay, thank you.
That was Don Pfeiffer with the Washington Optimist Club joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about the club's year in review. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.